Thanks for joining us for the forecasting webinar for fats, fuels, and oils for the week of August 31st. Today I have Ryan Standard with us, who's our senior analyst for the fats and oils section of this, and he'll be taking us through his update to the forecast. Ryan, I'll pass it to you.
All righty. Thank you, George. So we're going to focus in on choice white grease today, particularly the Missouri River market. So we're forecasting 2020 to close with a trend of lower prices. Typically, we do see this market trade lower through, you know, September into December. And the big reason for that is a surge in supply. And this year is no different. In fact, we're going to see more hogs coming this year than we did last year. And I think last year was a 10-year record, if not longer than that. So over the next after the Labor Day break, we're forecasting hog slaughter to average 2.75 million head per week, and that's going to put plenty of white grease into the market. Additionally, we see a slowdown in demand, and that also weighs on the values. Historically, we've seen harvest come in as well, kind of weaken that cash basis level, whether it's soybean oil or corn, and that's also negatively impacted the market, pushing down the relative prices and pushing up the relative prices and pushing down the demand from the feed sector. This year could be unique. It's been really dry across much of the corn and soybean oil, soybean belt, and yields have yet to be determined. So once the crop starts coming in from the fields, you know, there may be a potential bump on the upside of the futures market, and that would be supportive of higher prices, or at least kind of reduce the downward trajectory of the market. And we've kind of built that a little bit into our forecast. Looking ahead outside of the 2020 picture, we're forecasting steadily increasing prices through 2021. And a large driver of that is the increase in renewable diesel demand. There's been a lot of announcements recently, especially some very big ones, the P66 announcement on the West Coast. I think really piqued a lot of interest from the market, not just the feedstock, but the competing fuel producers as well. And people are really wondering, where is all this feedstock going to come from? Even if the feedstock demand that is coming online in 2021 is primarily focused on vegetable oils, that's going to have the effect of lifting the other markets. I think there's going to be increased demand into the tallow market as well. And, you know, as the saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats. We expect that to pull the choice white market higher. Something that may act as a buoy as well, the rest of 2020, is a strong distillers corn oil market. We're seeing strong biodiesel demand into that market, and the spread there can help dictate the price of choice white grease as feeders look for a low-cost alternative. So sellers may be able to leverage those higher distillers corn oil prices into stronger choice white values. But again, we're predicting or forecasting lower prices through the fourth quarter, largely on strong supply. Pretty quick run through on the choice white market, so I'm happy to take any questions that might be out there, George.
Okay. Yes. So if you have any questions, submit them in the Q&A section. Also, I want to mention, for those of you who haven't seen yet, we created a section on our site for Renewable Fuels Watch. So we're putting a lot of our materials up here so everybody can go to one place to take a look at that. Here's the URL at the top. I'll drop that into the chat just in case you want to take a look at that yourselves later. Ryan, question, what is your outlook for lard?
Lard, we're entering that season where we start to see end user demand pick up. So that, I think it traded last at 39 cents. I would not be surprised if we see another penny or two here in the near term. Again, it's that season where you start to see buyers get their ducks in a row for baking season. So Thanksgiving, the holidays aren't that far off, and so producers are preparing for that. So that's supportive of higher lard prices, as well as a tight soybean oil market.
Okay. Ryan, why is Brazil importing tallow from the U.S.?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of strength in the BFT market, and that's been partially supported by increased demand coming from Brazil. A big reason for the primary driver of that Brazilian demand is biodiesel production. The economics relative to soybean oil into Brazil work now. So we saw, I think 5 KT. We'll have to wait and see what the official USDA report is when those numbers are released on the 3rd and then again next month. But the report was 5 KT, in, which is 5,000 metric tons in July, and up to 25,000 metric tons in August. So that's certainly tightened up that BFT market, and that's all biodiesel demand driven.
And along those lines, what kind of tallow is used in biodiesel production and renewable diesel production?
Biodiesel, it tends to be the lowest cost option if the producers have the processing capability, which I think if they're most are buying tallow, they're probably buying BFT, which is the higher acid for FFA. And that's produced from offal, bone, kind of a wider spectrum of raw material. The tech tallow is what primarily goes into renewable diesel, or it's a blend of BFT and technical tallow, and that has a lower FFA. Technical tallow is from edible trimming, so that tends to be cleaner. And what we've seen for renewable diesel, a big concern, and also into co-processing, is metals. And so that's why there's that blend of BFT or technical tallow. And it all depends on the producer's pretreatment capabilities.
All right. And the other question I have here is, what is your BFT forecast for September and October?
September, October is seasonally slightly lower prices. Again, that we expect that to be mitigated a bit by, it looks like that might need to be updated, but typically, we see chemical demand start to back off in the September-October window. I don't think that's going to change this year. Supplies have been tight, largely due to, well, the Brazilian demand we just talked about, but high temps across much of the country affected quality. And so there was limited in-spec, you know, max 4 FFA material. With cooler temps, George and I were just talking about how nice the days have been in Colorado and here in Chicagoland. With these cooler temps, the FFAs aren't going to be as much of an issue. So we expect to see in-spec material bump up. With that said, cattle slaughter is going to come off a bit. That's going to tighten supply. There is still good demand for material out there. So the downside is probably going to be less than what it has been in years past.
All right. There are no other questions. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to address the questions we have. And again, I dropped a link in the chat for the renewable fuel section. If anybody wants to go in there, take a look at that a little bit more, please do. Otherwise, thank you all for your time. And Ryan, thank you. And we'll
thank you.
See you next week.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.